Johnny Hero on U105.
Right, I'll read this text out. Johnny, you made my day saying Linda is coming on the show shortly. Don't be telling her that. She's a sketch. She's brilliant. I think all the presenters are great, but Linda takes the biscuit. A real renegade. Thank you, Rhonda.
No.
I'm going to check that's not your phone number that came from. By the way, here's Linda.
Yes! Yay!
So you've got a fan, Rhonda, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You can have a meeting
thank
with your
you,
fans.
Rhonda. Thank you,
thank
Rhonda.
Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Right, okay.
Can I tell you a wee story first?
No, you're going to.
Okay, so I left here last night. I was in talking to Jerry, and then I've been driving about for 2 days with no petrol in my Jeep.
That, could you get me a car like that?
But you've always
driving down on the fumes.
Everybody always knows how many miles I've got. It's got about 20 miles left when it goes past the empty. No, when it goes to the empty, but then when it goes past the empty, you're really pushing your luck. So I had to go around a movie house in the Dublin Road to go and see the movie. But I didn't think I would make it, but it chanced my arm and I thought, I'll try and wing it and get to a garage after I see the movie. I'll worry about that later on. So I parked outside the movie house.
You're a typical woman, you think the car runs on fumes,
so,
right?
So I go into the film, I come out and I get into the car, and I've been driving 2 days on fumes.
Right.
I get into the car and the first thing I notice is car seat is back, you know, for longer legs than I have.
Mine, you mean?
Yes. No, you've got wee legs. For longer legs than I have.
Right.
And I put the key in the ignition and there's at least a tenner's worth of diesel in my car.
Are you saying somebody stole your car and put petrol in it?
I'm not saying
and
it.
Moved the seat. So we're looking for a long-legged, petrol-based Samaritan.
I don't know what happened.
Who got into your car, took it to a garage and stuck a tenner of diesel in it.
And put it back. I don't know what happened. There was a tenner's worth of diesel in my car.
Your wee world needs further investigating, I'm telling you.
Honest to God, there was a tenner's
worth. So all of a sudden you found your seat was put back, yes. But somebody had put diesel in your car.
Yes.
They didn't take real pity and clean it or anything, no?
I sat and looked round. And looked round and
decided. And I bet you still haven't put any more in it. You haven't, have you? No.
I looked round and went, What happened? I really didn't think I was going to make it to the garage around the corner. And I'm looking to see if there's anybody hiding anywhere.
Right, then
I noticed the seat. I mean, the seat's back.
The diesel pixies.
So that's what happened when I
went
to...
Would you tell them where my car is? But I don't take diesel. Dear pixies, no diesel.
So if you go to the movie house and see one of the films and park your car in the Dublin Road, maybe that's what happens. I don't know.
Karen McGahan has just told me to shut up and let you talk. I resemble that.
So that's what happened. The thing is, I don't like going to the garage to put petrol in the car. It's a bit
Nobody does.
It's a bit like cleaning knives and forks. I don't like that either.
What do you mean you don't like going to the garage?
I just don't like going to the garage. It's a waste of time.
Right.
Of other things to do.
Nobody likes going to the garage, you know what I mean? Mm. And then every time you go and you're afraid to look at the price of it, see what it is. Oh, no, it's gone up again.
No, the thing about putting the petrol in the petrol pump yeah. is no matter how much or how little you get, you'll still know the last penny. You'll get the last penny. I mean, you never leave it at $9.99.
No.
The tenner. But if you go £10 one, you go, ah.
Listen, I will tell people because I have seen you get in with your big Jeep and get £2 worth of petrol. Yes.
And the minimum.
Do you think you're going to get further if you just get wee toady amounts of petrol?
No, but the thing is, the minimum, there's a certain minimum. You can only get like 1 gallon or two gallons.
Oh, God forbid
minimum.
People would want a whole gallon. Oh dear. Right. And in here somewhere, folks, will be buried a film review. Did you go and see a film?
I did.
Did you?
I did. I went last night.
Right. American Hustle.
Yes.
A lot of talk about this. Got about 10 BAFTA nominations and everything else. So we'll have a trailer here.
Not for me to say.
He wasn't necessarily in good shape, and he had this comb over that was rather elaborate. He had this confidence that drew me to him.
We were so successful for so long because we kept it just small enough.
If you're that successful, how come you wound up in this room with me right now? Taking orders from me.
This is Agent DeMasso placing $75,000 into this briefcase for Mayor Carmine Polito.
We gotta get over on all these guys. That's what we need to be thinking about right now.
It's gotta be the best we've ever done.
American Hustle, a fictional film based on real events, apparently.
Mm. Is it?
The Arab scam from the 70s.
Oh, right.
It was known as the Arab scam, the Arab scandal. You mean you didn't even look that up? I wasn't at the film and I looked it up.
They told you that in the film, still forgot.
But you treated that as stuff you didn't need to know.
No, not essential. Let's
tell people. Christian Bale's in it. Bradley Cooper, who's the good-looking one out of the Hangover movies. That's how you would identify him. Mm-hmm. He was also the face in the remake of...
A-Team,
yeah. Amy Adams, Jennifer Lawrence is in it. And Saeed Taghmawawi is in it as well. I don't know who he is. But De Niro puts a guest appearance in as well.
He's in it for less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, but he didn't even want a credit. He's not credited anywhere.
Is he not? No, he's not. Because I was surprised and I wasn't going to mention that he did it.
Apparently he did it as a favour.
Yeah.
You know?
Now the thing about this is it's set in the 70s. And this is going to be the most professional that I've ever been. It was set in the 70s. You don't realise how old 70s clothes, I'm not talking about your big boots and glittery stuff. I'm talking about how old
what?
70s clothes.
The other week you told people I wore dresses, which was a stretch.
How old 70s clothes made people look.
Yeah.
Because they made them look really old. People in their 20s look like they were in their, I don't know when. But
no, I do take your point. It's like, maybe a rule in Belfast, when you hit 40 years ago, you were handed a Dexter and a flat cap. No, seriously, that's what it was like. It was like getting your granny boots when you reached 45 for women, and a wee coat and a wee furry hat. You're a granny now. But now, people dress far younger, I suppose, because they're idiots and don't want to grow up like me.
So he's actually wearing a Pac-Man t-shirt today. And I said, I like the t-shirt. And he says, that's a bit girly now that I think of the conversation. I says, I like your t-shirt. And he says, no, I had a jumper on, but it was a wee bit scratchy.
I was wearing a good jumper, but it's an itchy kind of annoying jumper. So I just wanted a t-shirt to wear under the jumper. What's that got to do with the film?
But that was a bit of a girly request. I didn't know about
it. It's a whole con film.
Yes, it is.
And the mafia's involved. The FBI's involved.
I didn't think that they could act when I was watching the first 10 minutes. But it wasn't until you get to know their
characters. Robert De Niro and I'll be very pleased to hear that.
But it isn't until you get to know their characters you realise how good they are at their characters. I liked it. I loved it. Amy Adams was
Christian
brilliant.
Bale put on about 3 stone to play the part. Now, what do you hear? He put on 3 stone and then they had to make him look baldy. And he slouched over because he wanted to get into this guy's a sleazy operator. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to look like him. But he slouched over so much with the extra weight. He really damaged his back.
Did he?
And needed an operation on his back. Mm. And did you know...
Is that what you did?
Hey, shooting was delayed on this because when they were supposed to be shooting in Boston, the Boston bomb happened, at the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
So Christian Bale and Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner and all said, we're not shooting the film, we're going to visit everybody in hospital.
Holy sausage.
So the filming was all delayed because they were, doing their bit and going around the hospitals and all, you see.
Amy Adams is brilliant in this. Goes Christian Bale. But I loved it. I really liked it. And the movies were packed. What was brilliant about the film?
You didn't sit beside people and the curtain couples and ignore them, annoy them again?
Sitting beside everybody. There was no spare seats. So there was just one.
Tell you what,
when
was the last time you were at a film there was no spare seats?
It was really, really good. And do you know when people have, it's like, how they write this, I don't know, but just a simple look is enough to make the whole audience laugh. Just a simple look from Christian Bale, and you don't know if that was meant to be funny, but everybody laughs at the same part. It's just, there's some one-liners and just these odd looks. And
well,
really
do you know
good.
Some of the best bits were all ad-libbed?
Were they?
The director said, ad-lib, if you think it fits. He says, I'm not into scripts, but I am into characters. So if you say something and I think it fits the character, it'll stay in. So, and Christian Bale wasn't used to working like this. What do you mean? He says, just go with it.
It was good.
So there is a script, but just go and, throw in what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So good. It's up for all kinds of awards. I think 10, 11 BAFTA nominations, something like that. Do you think it's worth the hype?
8.5.
Yeah, 8.5. Yeah,
but that's a good 8.5. There was no touches, ups or car chases or anything in this.
It's not a special effects film, but it's just a good film.
A good
is it
film.
Like The Sting for the modern day? I watched
it.
The Sting the other week. It was a great film still.
Probably not as good as The Sting, but it is a good film. It is really, really good film and you'll really enjoy it.
So The Moose has been in touch. He says, it's a film you have to watch closely. There are some flaws, but good performances and a great soundtrack. I've heard loads of people talking about the soundtrack.
The soundtrack is amazing. Of course, listen, I didn't get restless legs. I did clap. I did cheer and everybody loved it.
Yeah, so good film. You recommend, I mean, don't wait for DVD, go to the pictures
no,
and see it.
Definitely don't wait
enjoy
for
the experience.
Definitely don't wait for the DVD.
Yeah, okay. Karen McGam says, Johnny, what's a Dexter? Like a wee cheap, lightweight overcoat that men used to wear. A Dexter? Are you going out? It's raining. Take your good Dexter.
You'll not feel the benefit.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So
okay.
Eight and a half.
Yes, eight and a half. Oh, holy sausage! I wanted to tell you.
Hurry
about
up!
This. Did you know that last Friday was the highest rate? It was called Divorce Day. Just wanted to let you know that I was carrying that about with me, and it was the highest rate of divorce, or was that the day that you're allowed to get divorced and it was acceptable? I don't know, but it was Divorce Day, and I thought you'd want to know this.
Thank you.
In the middle of the film review.
You're speaking of my wife, is this something I should know?
Just something to prepare for next year.
Right. Thank you. You on a night shift?
Yes. Scratchy jumper.